Christ's example forbids exclusiveness. It is true that open sin excludes the guilty at the Lord's Supper. See. But beyond this none are to judge. Who can read the heart or distinguish tares from wheat? Let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread, and drink of that cup. Whosoever shall eat this bread, and drink this cup of the Lord, unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. He that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. When believers assemble to celebrate the ordinances, there may be a Judas in the company, and if so, messengers from the Prince of Darkness are there, for they attend all who refuse to be controlled by the Holy Spirit. Heavenly angels also are present. There may come into the company persons who are not servants of truth and holiness, but who wish to take part in the service. They should not be forbidden. There are witnesses present who were present when Jesus washed the feet of the disciples. Christ by the Holy Spirit is there to convict and soften the heart. Not a thought of contrition escapes his notice. For the repentant, broken-hearted one he is waiting. He who washed the feet of Judas longs to wash every heart from the stain of sin. None should exclude themselves from communion because some who are unworthy may be present. At these, his own appointments, Christ meets his people and energizes them by his presence. Hearts and hands that are unworthy may even administer the ordinance, yet all who come with their faith fixed on Christ will be greatly blessed. All who neglect these seasons will suffer loss. The administration of the sacrament was to keep before the disciples the infinite sacrifice made for each of them individually as part of the great whole of fallen humanity.